When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
This is a little bit ridiculous to tell you, but I love the movie Dumb and Dumber 2. T-O. Now, don't get that confused with the other versions of Dumb and Dumber, which came out after the original. The original, I don't think that it's a stretch to say that everybody loves that movie. It's just a great movie, no matter who you are. It's a fun, hilarious time capsule now that still holds up. I mean, it's still a very funny movie. So, after that, it was such a popular movie that it spawned a TV series. Did you know this? Dumb and Dumber had a cartoon series made with those characters. I don't think Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels had anything to do with it. Whoever owns Dumb and Dumber just decided to cash in on the brand, and the cartoon was really bad. It was not good. And then they came out with the sequel, or it was actually a prequel, that it was okay. I mean, I think people were mad at that movie because it was, again, another excuse to cash in on the characters that they had created, but without having a contract with Jeff Daniels or Jim Carrey again. And I actually didn't think that movie was awful. I just didn't think it was good. There's one really funny scene in there with Bob Saget when he walks into the bathroom. And I guess they took the Harry joke from when he's going to the bathroom and really expanded that joke. And there was feces all over the bathroom, and Bob Saget just spends a good minute and a half saying where the feces is in the bathroom. It's on the toilet. It's on the mirror. It's on the ceiling. Like, he just keeps going, except he keeps saying it in words that I can't use on the radio. Anyway, all that to say that when they actually came out with a real sequel to the movie, which I think was 2016, which would make it about 10 years old now, with Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, everybody was kind of tepid but excited about it. At least I was, in the world that I am in. And I think I may have seen that at the theater or saw it right when it came out in some regard, because I was excited about seeing it. And in my opinion, it did not disappoint. I really think that sequel is very funny. I watched it just the other night. Pretty sure it's the third or fourth time I've watched that movie, and I still laugh at it. So if you haven't seen the sequel, or you went in with expectations that it didn't meet, really encourage you to watch it now. I think it's on Netflix or Amazon Prime, or one of the big streamers for free, that you can just watch it. And go in with no expectations, just like you would have the first time with the first movie. And just enjoy the ridiculousness of those characters at twice the age. Like, it was surprisingly funny. Anyway, here's a great segue. This is some good radio right here. Speaking of Dumb and Dumber, have you seen what Tim Walz did in Minnesota recently? That's my intro music because I just did a great job. That was good radio. It's funny because I actually do have intro music. I don't have to do that. I could just play the button, but I didn't. Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota has pardoned an illegal migrant convicted of sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl. I will read the story to you from the New York Post. It says the decision was handed down at the June 10 meeting of the Minnesota Clemency Review Commission, headed by Walz, State Attorney General Keith Ellison, and State Chief Justice Natalie Hudson, effectively giving Laotian national Tao Lu Vang a clean slate despite his horrific crimes. He wasn't accused of sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl or accused of being an illegal immigrant. He is a illegal immigrant convicted of sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl. And normally, when you see that somebody like Tim Walz has pardoned this person for some reason, you go, well, there's got to be more to this story. I have read as much of this story as I can. I cannot find a reason why even Tim Walz is saying that he would do this. Not even some stupid backward logic. So my assumption is the only logic I can find is that he is not running for re-election and is just doing anything he wants, which apparently on his bucket list as governor is to pardon an illegal immigrant convicted of sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl. We'll be right back. You want me to
change you want me to change. Wiggins America.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.